appearing to Boaz.
这是故事最美丽的时候。
This is the most beautiful story.
虽然这一圣经里面提到爱，但只讲到拿俄米跟路德之间的爱。
So even though this book speaks about love, it only speaks about love between Naomi and Ruth.
但是路德跟波阿之间爱没有一次提到。
But Ruth, the love between Ruth and Boaz is not mentioned explicitly.
圣经没有说波阿是爱路德。
The Bible didn't say Boaz loves Ruth.
或者路德爱波阿是没有的。
Or Ruth loves Boaz, no.
但整个的故事是爱的故事。
But the whole story is a story of love.
是最美丽爱的故事。
It's the most beautiful story of love.
但你怎么解释那个爱的故事？
But how do you explain the story of love?
还有几把钥匙的。
There are a few other keys.
你把这几把钥匙弄清楚了。
If you're clear about these other keys.
你看这个故事就变得非常的美丽。
Then you see the story is very beautiful.
非常的丰富。
Very full.
好，现在我们来看。
So let us look.
这个路德怎么做呢
？What did Ruth do?
路德舍不得拿俄米。
Ruth clung to her.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
拿俄米说：“看呐、啊，你的嫂子已经回她本国去了。”
Then she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods."
和她所拜的神那里去了。
And her gods.
你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。
Return after your sister-in-law.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？拿俄米，路德舍不得拿俄米。
Ruth clung to Naomi.
但 Naomi 一再地催她回去。
But Naomi kept on pressing her to go back.
Naomi 一点都不自私。
Naomi was not selfish.
她年纪已经大了。
She was old in her age.
如果路德再离开她。
If Ruth left her.
她要孤零零地回到迦南地区。
She will return lonely back to land of Canaan.
她稍微自私一点的话。
If she was just a little bit selfish.
她应该利用她婆婆利用拿路德舍不得他的时候应该就说一起去吧
So she should have used that opportunity where Ruth clung to her
没有你看见吗
She didn't take advantage of that
她说看啊你嫂子已经回她本国去了
She said see your daughter-in-law has already gone back
你也跟她回去吧
You go back with her
你跟我是一条死路是没有前途的
If you go with me it's a dead end no future
但是就在这个时候
But at such a time
路德有一个愿词
Ruth had a vow Brothers and sisters,
这个愿词就变成世界文学里面最美丽的一段。
Now this vow became even well known in the literary world.
这也是在圣经里面最美丽一段。
And is the most beautiful portion in the Bible.
路德对她婆婆怎么说呢
？What did Ruth say to her mother-in-law?
我们知道在一般的情形底下
，You see, in the normal circumstances,
大家都会像拿俄尔巴一样。
Many of us will be like Orpah.
你看，耶稣在婆婆底下表示一直在压力底下。
So under the mother-in-law means that you're always under constant pressure.
不管婆婆有多好
No matter how good the mother-in-law is.
她就是好也是个压力
So even if she is good, it's a pressure.
只要她在就是压力
If she's there, it's a pressure.
不是说婆婆对她欺负有什么不好没有的
It's not necessarily that the mother-in-law is not good to the daughter-in-law.
所以你知道在这种情形底下
Under such circumstances.
那么现在机会来了
Now there's an opportunity.
你看见特别媳妇婆婆说你们走吧
Yeah, especially the mother-in-law said, you go.
你看见吗如果婆婆跟媳妇的关系真的不好的话
If the relationship is not good between the mother and the daughter
那这是再好的机会不过
This is the best opportunity
但是稀奇的
But amazingly
这里有一个媳妇
There was a daughter-in-law here
她不肯离开她婆婆
She didn't want to leave her mother-in-law
我们现在从人的层次来看
From a human perspective
这证明什么
What does it prove
这证明说路德在拿俄米身上看见个东西
It proves thatRuth saw something in Naomi.
或者这样说吧。
In other words,
当路德还或者就是说，这个就是因为路德嫁到拿俄米家里来。
Now because Ruth married into the family of Naomi,
她看见一个信神的家庭和别的家庭有什么样的不同。
She saw the difference between a family that knows God and the family that does not know God.
你看见没有
？You see that?
她看见因着他们相信神，所以你看见在这个拿俄米身上是完全不一样的。
So she saw, observed how.A family that knows God is different from other families.
她被拿俄米吸引。
She was drawn by Naomi.
严格说来
，strictly speaking，
是被拿俄米的神吸引。
Because she was drawn by Naomi's God.
那这一点非常重要。
Now this is very important.
所以当我们要明白这个路德的这个路德的他的 vow 以前
，So before we understand the vow of Ruth，
我们要看见说
，We have to see that。
路德所以舍不得拿俄米有他的原因。
Ruth clung on to Naomi had its reason.
不是因为拿俄米做成功的婆婆。
Not because Naomi was a good mother-in-law.
因为在这个婆婆身上你看见神自己。
But because in this mother-in-law you saw God herself.
虽然有压力。
Even though there's pressure.
但是你看见吗
?But you see?
你看见说在这里有一个舍不得因素在里面。
You see that there was a clinging involved.
这是一面。
This is one thing.
另外一面。
The other part.
请大家记得。
Remember.
就做拿俄米来说
As far as Naomi is concerned
她因为失败了
Because she failed
她因为到了摩亚地区
Because she went to the land of Moab
结果不止一个死乃是三个死
Not just one death but three deaths
她学了很深很深的功课
She learned a deep lesson
这些苦难临到拿俄米
Now these sufferings came upon Naomi
拿俄米知道这是我应当得的
Naomi felt that she deserved it
神管教我
God disciplined me
神要挽回我
God wants to recover me
神要得着我
God wants to gain me
所以现在我在回家的路上
So now on my way back home
我受苦
I suffer
我没有理由叫我媳妇跟着我一样受苦
There is no reason for my daughter-in-law to suffer with me
你看见这是拿俄米
So this is Naomi
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
今天的路德嫁到拿俄米家里来
Now when Naomi married into Naomi's family
为什么她的公公死了
Why did her father-in-law die
为什么她丈夫死了
Why did her husband die
为什么这个她的丈夫的弟弟兄弟也死了
Why did her husband's brother die
现在剩下三个寡妇
Now there are three widows left
这苦难代表什么
What does that suffering represent
拿俄米到底代表什么
What does Naomi represent
你明白吗
You understand
拿俄米不光是婆婆
Naomi is not just a mother-in-law
但是对于这个路德来讲
But for Ruth's perspective
你怎么解释路德的苦难
How do you explain Ruth's suffering
路德做错了什么
What did Ruth do
路德没有做错
Ruth did not do anything wrong
路德嫁给这个拿俄米家也一点的错也没有
There's nothing wrong for Ruth to marry into Naomi's family
那为什么她受这么多的苦
But why does she suffer much
没有别的原因
There's no other reason
那就是说路拿俄米在路德的身上
That means that Naomi saw in Ruth
有一个代表的
There is a representation there
代表什么
What does it represent
代表神的旨意
It represents the will of God
你看见没有
You see that
这些苦难
So these sufferings
是拿俄米所代表的
It is represented by Naomi
那么这个拿俄米代表了神的旨意
Naomi represents the will of God
所以弟兄姊妹
So you see that
如果神的旨意他的名字叫做拿俄米
IfIn God's will, her name is Naomi.
如果她的名字叫拿俄米的话
If her name is Naomi,
那不光路德要跟随
Not only will Ruth follow,
厄尔巴也会跟随
Orpah will also follow.
现在难就在这里
Now this is a difficult
thing. 不要叫我拿俄米
Don't call me Naomi.
叫我马拉
Call me Mara.
因为神的手在我身上很重
Because God has afflicted me.
所以在这个时候
At this point,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
请记得拿俄米所代表是什么
Remember, what does Naomi represent?
乃是神的旨意
Naomi represents the will of God.
我再说第五
次 Let me repeat, brothers and sisters.
如果神的名字如果神的旨意他的名字叫做甜
So if the will of God then the name it means sweet
你不怕没有人不跟随神的旨意
Don't be afraid of people following the will of God
但如果神的旨意他的名字叫马拉
But if the will of God and its name is Comera
你看厄尔巴很快的就离开了
You'll see Orpah will leave quickly
这就是这里的故事
This is a story here
但是当厄尔巴离开的时候
But when Orpah left
路德舍不得离开
Ruth clung on to
路德对于拿俄米有一个怨气
Ruth had a vow to Naomi
她对拿俄米说
She said to Naomi
她对拿俄米说
She said to Naomi
不要催我回去不跟随你
Don't press me to go back and not follow you
这句话不光对拿俄米说的
She not only said this to Naomi
这个也是路德对于拿俄米所代表神的旨意说的
Say, with this, Ruth speaking to the will of God represented by Naomi
不要催我回去不跟随你
Do not urge me to leave you or turn back
你也往哪里去我也往哪里去
For where you go I will go
拿俄米往哪里去我也往哪里去
Wherever Naomi goes I will go
婆婆往哪里去我也往哪里去
Wherever the mother-in-law goes I will go
但是婆婆代表神的旨意
But because the mother-in-law represents the will of God
所以神的旨意往哪里去我也往哪里去
So wherever the will of God goes I will go
你在哪里住宿我也在哪里住宿
Where you lodge I will lodge
神的旨意在哪里住我也在哪里住
Wherever the will of God lodges I will lodge
你的国就是我的国
Your people shall be my people
你的神就是我的神
And your God my God God.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
Where you die, I will die.
我们不能同年同月同日生，但是我们能同年同月同日死。
We may not be born on the same year, same month, same day, but at least we can die the same year, same month, same day.
你葬在哪里？
And we can be buried there.
除非死能使你与我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的刑罚。
Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse if anything but death parts you and me.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是第一章最美丽的地方
This is the most beautiful part of chapter 1.
路德愿意走这条路
Ruth was willing to take a walk this way.
她明明知道是绝路
She knows it's a dead end.
她明明知道是死路
She knows it's a way of death.
但她有一个盼望
But she has a hope.
她从来不知道什么叫迦南美地
She didn't know what the land of Canaan meant.
她听她的公公说
She heard her father-in-law say,
他们所遇见的神是怎样的神
What kind of God they met.
神怎样赐给他们牛奶与蜜之地
How God gave them the land flowing with milk and honey.
也许她也读了旧约的圣经
Maybe she studied the Old Testament.
她从来没有去过
She never been there.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
她心中有一种吸引
She has an attraction in her heart.
你看你拿米代表神的旨意
Naomi represented the will of God.
现在她对神的旨意许了一个愿
Now she had a vow to the will of God.
无论你往哪里去
No matter where you go,
我都到哪里去
I will go.
Brothers and sisters, 明明是一条死路
It is a dead way.
一点都没有错的
It's true.
路德的前途是在摩亚
The future of Ruth is in Moab.
如果他的父亲果然是以基伦王果然是一基伦的话
If her father indeed is Eglon
她更没有理由回去
She has less of a reason to go back
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
请记得
Remember
这就是故事的开始
This is the beginning of the story
明白吗
You see that?
路德
Ruth
是一个外邦的女
Ruth is a Gentile woman
结果认识神了
She came to know God
她不光认识神了
She not only knew God
她也和拿俄米接触
She had a relationship with Naomi
她不知道怎么解释她的环境
She didn't know how to explain her environment
怎么解释她的苦难
She couldn't explain her suffering
她明白了
But she knew something
这是神的旨意
She knew this is the will of God
神的旨意不会错
The will of God will not be wrong
所以当她许愿要跟婆婆的时候
So when she had a vow that she wanted to follow her mother-in-law
表面上是跟她的婆婆
Outwardly speaking she was following her mother-in-law
实在说来她是跟随神的旨意
Strictly speaking she was following the will of God
明白吗
You see that?
路德
Ruth
是一个外邦的女
Ruth is a Gentile woman
结果认识神了
She came to know God
她不光认识神了
She not only knew God
她也和拿俄米接触
She had a relationship with Naomi
她不知道怎么解释她的环境
She didn't know how to explain her environment
她不知道怎么解释她的苦难
She couldn't explain her suffering
她明白了
But she knew something
这是神的旨意
She knew this is the will of God
神的旨意不会错
The will of God will not be wrong
所以当她许愿要跟婆婆的时候
So when she had a vow that she wanted to follow her mother-in-law
表面上是跟她的婆婆
Outwardly speaking she was following Strictly speaking, she was following the will of God.
虽然是条死路
Even though it's a way of death,
她愿意舍己
She was willing to forsake herself,
背起她的十字架
Deny herself, take up her cross,
和她的婆婆
and follow her Naomi,
一同往迦南地
to walk towards the land of Canaan.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗
You see that?
这样这就是第一章了
This is chapter 1
所以等到他们回到迦南美地的时候
So when they return to the land of Canaan
回到伯利恒的时候
When they return to Bethlehem
正是动手割大麦的时候
So this was a time when there was a barley harvest
你想想看等到这个路德第一眼看见那迦南地的麦场的时候
So imagine when Ruth first saw the barley fields
多少年不过是个梦
And all these years was but a dream
她做梦也没有想到
She never imagined
因为根据圣经
Because according to the Bible
摩亚人世代都不能进耶华的会
Because the Moabites cannot enter into the tent of God for 10 generations
所以十个代都不能靠近神
So 10 generations they cannot approach God
你想想看
Think about it
当路德来到了迦南地
When Ruth came to the land of Moab
她说我们了何等的恩典
Land of Canaan she said I have received so much grace
我凭什么站在迦南美地
What basis can I come on that I can come to this land
我凭什么能看见伯利恒动大麦的时候
Based on what can I come to see this barley harvest
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我不过是个罪人
I am but a sinner
然而蒙了恩典
But I have received grace
所以这是恩典的故事
This is a story of grace
路德就告诉我们我们是蒙恩的女子
Ruth teaches us that we are ones who have been received grace
我们都像路德一样
We're just like Ruth
感谢主
Thank the Lord
但是请记得
But remember
如果你相信耶稣的话
If you believe in the Lord Jesus
你愿意不愿意走这条路呢
Are you willing to walk this way
有的人说信耶稣不是大富也是小康
Some people say if you believe in the Lord Jesus you'll become rich
但是问题在这里
But the problem is
如果信耶稣打破饭碗 你相不相信
So if it believing in the Lord Jesus means you'll become poor, are you still willing to follow?
所有的宗教都给人好处
All religions give people blessings.
现在请大家记得
Now everybody remember.
你需要到迦南地区
You have to go to the land of Canaan.
现在从黑暗转向光明
So from darkness into light.
从偶像转向真神
From idols into true God.
但是记得
But remember,
这条路是死路的
this way is a dead
是没有前途的
There's no future
你愿不愿意跟你愿不愿意跟拿俄米
Are you willing to follow Naomi
你愿不愿意跟随
的
但是记得
But remember,
这条路是死路的
But this way is a dead
是没有前途的
There's no future
你愿不愿意跟你愿不愿意跟拿俄米
Are you willing to follow Naomi
你愿不愿意跟随神的旨意
Are you willing to follow the will of God
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
打破饭碗
If you become poor
你还说我愿意相信他